Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Here with retired General Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council and former 1st Infantry Division Commanding General, and also fellow wearer to pastels this morning.
That's right. Spring. Bring it out. I'm not afraid to wear nice, soft colors.
Yeah. We're both in spring mode.
Yeah.
Both of us today. Well, talking about all sorts of things that involved with Fort Riley military, and one thing that's you're really excited about, something called the Midwest Defense Alliance.
Yep.
And tell us a little bit about that.
No, I think it's a great initiative. We have states that share a lot of common values and a lot of common issues and challenges. I know that, like Nebraska, Oklahoma, Missouri, Illinois, and so what we're doing is we're working together as states to bring forth a opportunity to discuss those challenges militarily that we're having in the states. So, for example, training areas. We're trying to develop an air corridor for unmanned aerial vehicles that extends from Kansas, really Fort Riley, Kansas, all the way out to Cheyenne Mountain Range in Colorado. And by doing that, what we do by this air operations corridor, by opening up this corridor, we're opening up not only for really our formations to use it here in the state, but for Oklahoma. So Oklahoma's got a fighter wing down there, an F-16 fighter wing, and they have weapon systems that require a standoff distance in order to train with those particular munitions. And by opening up this corridor, it enables them to exercise that. And so we found that out, and by finding that out, we found out there's other states that need additional training requirements and restrictions they don't have. But by coming together, we can identify those, open them up, and then if you build it, they will come sort of mentality has worked out. And it really makes it an incredible opportunity for us collectively to work together to support our military formations in our states. And so this is nothing more than an alliance to agree on the things that we can agree on and maybe not table those things we can't necessarily agree on, but ultimately to build readiness and build an increased readiness in our military formations in our states. And I think that's important.
Also, it sounds like just kind of a good use of sharing resources and those sort of things.
Absolutely. You can't look at it like football teams. The OSU down there in Oklahoma, OU and Kansas State, you always have those rivalries. But from a military perspective, rivalries aren't healthy. If you can share those type of facilities and share those types of capabilities, then you do it. And you train together because ultimately it makes the region look good. It makes your state look good. And so we're working hard to maximize the use of those installations that we each have and the equipment we have and the servicemen and women that we have.
Brady Bowman here with retired General Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council and also former 1st Infantry Division Commanding General. And you know what? Remind me, when were you the Commanding General?
2008-2009.
Do you ever miss it?
I absolutely miss it. The hardest thing is, as we talked about clothing, is now my wife wants to buy me Caranimals so I can figure out what shirt goes with what pants. Because in the military, you wake up, you wear the same thing every day. But I miss the people. I miss the quality of the people. I miss the mission. And so, yeah, just like anybody else that has a job, when you've done it for 34 years and you quit it, it's hard.
And you said Caranimals?
Caranimals, yeah.
Caranimals.
You put, those little kids.
Garanimals.
Yeah.
Garanimals.
Caranimals.
Yeah.
You put the zebra with the zebra, and you know that the pants.
Here's one of those millennial
pants.
Challenges.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, yeah, that's, that one's a little above my head on that one,
okay.
I guess.
You have to go Google it.
Yeah, I've got some homework ahead of me, I guess.
Yeah.
And real quick on the Midwest Defense Alliance, you said that that's a state-level initiative.
It's a state-level level initiative. I mean, the other states are involved, but it is the state of Kansas trying to build this alliance with other states in order to maximize our capabilities here in the Midwest.
All right. Very good. Just got about 3 minutes left here with General Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council. Again, the Secretary of the Army is going to be on post tomorrow be visiting with division leaders, interacting with Big Red One soldiers. That's Mark T. Esper, and we have more information on that on our website, newsradiokman.com. And General, a few closing thoughts.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're in the month of May, which means Memorial Day is coming up at the end of the month. I always like to remind people that Memorial Day is a hard time for families that have suffered a loss, specifically in our military, whether it's in combat or whether it's through, you know, sickness. So I recommend to the folks here, because it's such a great community that really supports our military. On Memorial Day, it's a great opportunity to go down to some of our national cemeteries, put your arms around those families that suffered loss, and really tell them how much you appreciate them. And we're going to have, I'm sure, Memorial Day ceremonies throughout the Central Flint Hills. If you got an opportunity, find a date, time, or one of those is going on, and make it a point to get out and support those families that have lost loved ones.
And there's plenty of those memorials around the area to check out as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Each one of the communities, I'm sure, is having something. I know Fort Riley's having one out at their National Cemetery on the 28th of May. And that's a great opportunity, like I said, to really express your support to those that at that point in time are feeling that loss.
All right. Very good. Well, I'll go ahead and let you go. I know you said you had a conference call at 10 o'clock.
I do. You know, work never stops. But I appreciate the opportunity once again.
Oh, anytime. Retired General Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council, also former 1st Infantry Division Commanding General. Also, thanks to Dr. Marty Veneer, the MBAT Director of Partnership Development, for joining us a little bit earlier in the show. If you missed today's show, it'll be on demand on newsradiokman.com a little later today. Tomorrow, we'll have Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Karen Hibbert, Riley County 4-H Extension Agent John Jobe on the show. We'll see you tomorrow.
You know, I'm thinking that the lavender plaid that the general has on is not necessarily in the Granimals lineup. And I'm pretty sure that his Power Cat belt isn't either. Yeah, you know,
I'm not going to disagree.
Yeah. But Brady, maybe you should look into a Granimal wardrobe.
I'll check it. Well, I don't know. I think it's kind of got a good matching.
Oh, you're doing fine.
You're doing fine.
Actually, you two do kind of match up well
today. A little bit.
How about that? All right. Thank you much. Appreciate you coming in, General. Always a delight to have you in. Moving up on 10 a.m., we have a little bit of a change in our schedule for today. We have Royals baseball coming up this afternoon, beginning at 12:30. First pitch, 1:10. Royals opening up a series against the Detroit Tigers. So we'll have an abbreviated Rush Limbaugh show today. Clark Howard will be coming up after CBS News. Weather updates following CBS also. And there is the potential for some severe weather today. We'll keep you posted.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, carpet.